Acts 27. But when it had been determined that we should sail to Italy, they delivered up Paul and certain other prisoners to a centurion, by name Julius, of Augustus' company, and going on board a ship of Adramyttium, about to navigate by the places along Asia, we set sail, Aristarchus, a Macedonian of Thessalonica, being with us. And the next day we arrived at Sidon. And Julius treated Paul kindly, and suffered him to go to his friends and refresh himself. And setting sail thence, we sailed under the lee of Cyprus, because the winds were contrary. And having sailed over the waters of Cilicia and Pamphylia, we came to Myra in Lycia. And there the centurion, having found a ship of Alexandria sailing to Italy, he made us go on board her. And sailing slowly for many days, and having with difficulty got abreast of Cnidus, the wind not suffering us, we sailed under the lee of Crete, abreast of Salmone, and coasting it with difficulty we came to a certain place called Fair Havens, near to which was the city of Lycia. And much time having now been spent, and navigation being already dangerous, because the fast also was already past, Paul counseled them, saying, "Men, I perceive that the navigation will be with disaster and much loss, not only of the cargo and the ship, but also of our lives." But the centurion believed rather the helmsman and the shipowner than what was said by Paul, and the harbor being ill adapted to winter in, the most counseled to set sail thence, if perhaps they might reach Phoenice to winter in, a port of Crete looking northeast and southeast. And the south wind blowing gently, supposing that they had gained their object, having weighed anchor, they sailed close inshore along Crete. But not long after there came down it a hurricane called Euroclydon, and the ship being caught and driven, and not able to bring her head to the wind, letting her go, we were driven before it. But running under the lee of a certain island called Clauda, we were with difficulty able to make ourselves masters of the boat, which, having hoisted up, they used helps, frapping the ship, and fearing lest they should run into Syrtis and run aground, and having lowered the gear, they were so driven. But the storm being extremely violent on us, on the next day they threw cargo overboard, and on the third day with their own hands they cast away the ship furniture, and neither sun nor stars appearing for many days, and no small storm lying on us. In the end, all hope of our being saved was taken away. And when they had been a long while without taking food, Paul then standing up in the midst of them said, "Ye ought, O men, to have hearkened to me, and not have made sail from Crete, and have gained this disaster and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good courage, for there shall be no loss at all of any life of any of you, only of the ship. For an angel of the God, whose I am and whom I serve, stood by me this night, saying, 'Fear not, Paul, thou must stand before Caesar. And behold, God has granted to thee all those that sail with thee. Wherefore be of good courage, men, for I believe God that thus it shall be as it has been said to me. But we must be cast ashore on a certain island.' And when the 14th night was come, we being driven about in Adria, towards the middle of the night the sailors supposed that some land neared them, and having sounded, found 20 fathoms, and having gone a little farther, and having again sounded, they found 15 fathoms. And fearing lest we should be cast on rocky places, casting 4 anchors out of the stern, they wished that day were come. But the sailors wishing to flee out of the ship, and having let down the boat into the sea under pretext of being about to carry out anchors from the prow, Paul said to the centurion and the soldiers, "Unless these abide in the ship, ye cannot be saved." Then the soldiers cut away the ropes of the boat and let her fall. And while it was drawing on to daylight, Paul exhorted them all to partake of food, saying, "Ye have passed the 14th day watching in expectation without taking food. Wherefore I exhort you to partake of food, for this has to do with your safety. for not a hair from the head of any one of you shall perish. And having said these things, and taken a loaf, he gave thanks to God before all, and having broken it, began to eat. And all taking courage, themselves also took food. And we were in the ship, all the souls, 276. And having satisfied themselves with food, they lightened the ship, casting out the wheat into the sea. And when it was day, they did not recognize the land, but they perceived a certain bay having a strand, on which they were minded, if they should be able, to run the ship ashore. And, having cast off the anchors, they left them in the sea, at the same time loosening the lashings of the rudders, and hoisting the foresail to the wind, they made for the strand. And falling into a place where two seas met, they ran the ship aground, and the prow, having stuck itself fast, remained unmoved, but the stern was broken by the force of the waves. And the counsel of the soldiers was that they should kill the prisoners, lest anyone should swim off and escape. But the centurion, desirous of saving Paul, hindered them of their purpose, and commanded those who were able to swim, casting themselves first into the sea, to get out on land, and the rest, some on boards, some on some of the things that came from the ship. And thus it came to pass that all got safe to land.